Father, I thank you, Lord. This morning, I give you glory and praise. We thank you for those who are joining us in their afternoon time as well. It's all good. We give you, Lord, all the glory. Hallelujah. We declare this morning and today that the entrance of your word brings light. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Cause our eyes, Lord, to see what you want us to see. Cause our ears to hear what you want us to hear. And let our hearts receive understanding. To God be the glory. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Well, today I have got a prophetic declaration for every one of you. And if you can receive it, well, this will be the changing, you know, it's kind of like no matter what's been going on before, today presents a change. You could have been on a track that was going the wrong direction. You're changing tracks today. I've seen those trains when they change tracks. You could be, you know, in a different situation before. Something is about to occur for you today. And the Lord has put it in my heart, bless you with his word today. The Lord has sent me here, and you will know it when we are through with this message today. Praise the Lord. All right. I am going to take a scripture reading. It's a prophetic day today. Prophetic 9:24. From this day onward will I bless you, saith the Lord. And that's the message for today. And let's see what the Lord has to say about it. Praise the Lord. Well, you know, like I asked, are you ready to be blessed? You know, that's the question. So focus on this message. Don't let anything distract you. Because if it does, if you allow distraction, you're going to miss something. So here we go. I'm going to read out of the book of Haggai, chapter 2. Glory to God. And I will be reading and prophesying out of this text from verse 18 to the end. Haggai chapter 2 and verse 18. Consider now, saith the Lord, from this day, today, and upward, from this 24th day of this 9th month, that's right. That's what the Lord said. From the 24th day of the 9th month, even from this day, the foundation of the Lord's temple being laid. Well, some people ask questions. Is the seed yet in the barn? We'll talk about that. Well, yet, see, the vine, the fig tree, pomegranate, olive tree, well, they still haven't brought forth. Well, say, from this day will I bless you. From this day on. Now, take note, because that's what he said. Consider from this day and upward. That means from this day forward, this 24th day of this 9th month, the Lord said, from this day forward will I bless you. There are some things that are going to happen suddenly for you in the spirit today. Now, again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, that's the 9th month, saying, speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth. This is for you. Now, there is no extent to which God cannot go in order to favor his people. If he has to shake heaven, he will. If he has to shake the earth, he will do it too. I will shake the heavens and the earth. Now we will throw the throne of kingdoms, you know, that the devil has sat pretty and say, aha, aha, over your life. Well, the Lord said, I'm going to shake all things up. I will overthrow things. I will destroy the strength, the kingdoms of the hidden. take care of it this way. The strength of the strong man who had kept his goods and his palace and thinks that everything is secure. Well, the Lord said, I'm coming against him. I'm going to throw him down. I will destroy those strengths and those kingdoms. I will overthrow chariots. That means, well, even those that ride in them and the horses, riders and so forth. That means enchantments, divinations, anything, any scourge of the tongue, any wand that devil has been waving or any such thing. Hallelujah. You know, and everyone, you know, destroy each other. The God of heaven will cause confusion in the camp of the enemy. Everything that has come against you, that prevented you from receiving the blessing of the Lord. Well, the Lord said that from today and onward, I will bless you. Praise the Lord. And in that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel. Now, this prophecy was unto Zerubbabel. But the Lord said, what I say unto all, one I say unto all. Now, you can put your name there. And in a minute, I'm going to read the prophecy again or speak the prophecy again with your name in it. That's right. You know, he's not just the God of Zerubbabel. He's the God of you. You know, so we're going to put your name in this declaration. And let's see what the Lord would say to you if you do it that way. Praise the Lord. But remember, you have to believe. Jehoshaphat 2, in 2 Chronicles 2:20 said, believe on the Lord your God. Yeah. So shall you be established. Well, believe also his prophets. And so shall ye prosper. Praise the Lord. Well, here's a prophecy from Haggai. Well, I stand in the room of that prophecy today. Praise the Lord. To declare prophetically to you. And I call it a prophetic 9:24. Now you remember it. Remember this day and onward, the Lord said. Consider from this day and onward. Something is going to happen to you today. Today. Praise God. Now, that's something good, not something evil. You know, praise the Lord. Something good. As the song we used to sing says, something good is going to happen to me. Happen to me this very day. Something good is going to happen to me. Jesus of Nazareth is passing my way. Well, something good is going to happen to you. The prophetic word is coming to you. Now, God's word carries the power to create change. That's right. It was the word that God spoke from the beginning that created change. He saw the darkness and he didn't like it. And he said, let there be light. It was his word. And things began to come together and so on. You know, formed that light. Glory to God. Called the light out of darkness. Well, he looked at other things as well. He said, well, you know, the earth was void, was without form. There was chaos everywhere. Well, God doesn't like chaos. Holy Spirit can bring order out of any chaos. Glory to God. It's not a God of chaos. It's a God of order. It's a God of peace. The very God of peace. Sanctify you holy. Grant you peace by all means. He's the God of peace. Now, he spoke. That's right. And it was done. He commanded and it stood fast. Till this day. It's the word. The power. There's power in his word to create change. I'm going to speak the word of God over everyone. Because, you know, God has empowered it by this prophecy today, being this 24th day of this ninth month. According to the word of Haggai the prophet, I stand in agreement and call it over everyone that is in here today. So as we read and prophesy this thing again, you know, let's see if you can put your name in it and believe it. Now, let me describe and explain something. What is prophecy? Some people get confused. People use the lack of knowledge that others have to dominate them and to get an advantage over them and become a prophet over them. You know, let me tell you what prophecy is. Each one of you, you can walk in the prophetic realm all the time. All the time. Whether you carry the title of prophet or not, it makes no difference at all. What is prophecy, therefore? It is a declaration of the word of God. That's what prophecy is. You know, praise God. You can utter prophetic prayers at any time by just repeating God's word. You can utter a prophecy at any time by repeating God's word over that situation. That's prophecy. Praise God. You know, so, you know, don't get confused about that. You know, so today we're going to prophesy. You know, one time the Lord told Ezekiel, you know, he said, prophesy, see, upon these bones, on these dry bones. Well, prophesy means say whatever I say to you to them. That's all. Praise the Lord. Yeah. And he said, well, and I prophesied as I was bidden. And then the Lord said, well, you know, prophesy some more. You know, and things began to come together. He did as he was told. He spoke the word that God put in his mouth. Well, that's prophecy. Praise the Lord. So we stand in the prophecy of Haggai this morning and prophesy this thing for you, being the 24th day of the ninth month, as it is stated here. Now, of course, we know that the Jewish calendar is different than the Gregorian calendar, but so what? The word of God is beautiful for every situation. If you can believe it, I have found that it works all the time. You know, when I see prophetic declaration in the scriptures, I use it over my situation, over my life, over my brethren, whatever I'm believing God for, and it works because it's God's word. Praise God. So let me prophesy this unto you again. And if you can receive it, or if you can believe it, well, then you can receive it. Praise the Lord. Consider now from this day and upward, from this 24th day of this ninth month. That's right. There are some things that are going to be happening for you. And it's not just going to be today, but it's going to be today forward. That's right. That's what he said. So let's check it out. Well, for one thing, you need to have a solid foundation in your life. There are many people that are of shaky foundation. You know, they don't, you know, really don't know where they stand. A little thing would knock them off balance because they're, you know, standing on shaky legs. They don't even know where they stand. A little offense, a little this, a little trial, a little tribulation, a little buffeting from the devil or whatever, you know, it knocks them off their feet. So they are of shaky foundation. They don't really have real good foundation. In fact, Jesus told a lesson of two houses that were built, same kind of house, you know, built on two different kinds of foundations. And the same kind of challenges came upon both houses. The same kind of rain and storm and everything came upon them. The one was built upon sand. The other was built upon solid rock. And Jesus told the story of the one that was built on the sand. when the rains came upon it and beat upon that house, he said the house fell. And great was the fall of it because it was built upon sand. Well, on the other hand, the one that was built upon the rock, the same rain fell upon it that fell upon the other house, beat upon the house just the same way, but the house stood. Had no shaky foundation. You stand, having done all, stand. Glory to God. Now, that's the first thing we see here. This prophecy is connected to the foundation of the temple being laid. So you gotta have a good foundation. You know, that means you're not such as blown away by every little thing. You know, so that's number one thing. But then there are some questions that follow. I'm trying to break down this prophecy for you so you can get understanding and take advantage of it. The questions that follow is, why then is there no fruit? Or why is this thing not happening that you believe in God for? Why has it lingered thus? You know, despite the fact, you know, that the Lord spoken this word. So what you take out of that is what the Lord said. He said, well, I'm going to create a change. That's right. From this day and upward will I bless you with the thing that you're believing God for. All you have been believing God for. Glory to God. You know. And again, the word of the Lord came to him the second time. See, sometimes Jesus would say, verily, verily. He would say it twice. And anytime he said that, well, you know, just like once the Lord has spoken and twice have I heard this, that power belongs to God. Well, when God doubles it up like that, he knows what he's doing. You know, double assurance now, or make assurance doubly sure. Now, God said, again. So this is where you now put your name. I'm going to put your name in this prophecy. That's right. And don't think that you are in this room by accident today. Some of you have not been in this room for quite a while, but you came today. Don't think it's by accident. And those of you who have been always faithful coming, it's not by accident either. Perhaps the devil also tried to make you not to come. That's not by accident either. The devil, you know, will want to distract you from getting the blessing of the Lord. And if anybody misses this declaration, well, they will miss something. Now, I pray that the Lord will help anyone who misses this, if they were to listen to the replay, to get the same blessing. But, you know, it's not by accident that you're here. Some of you have work schedules that don't allow you to be able to come into this room all the time. But somehow, you are here today. Glory to God. You know, that's the way that God works. When God wants to bless you, you have to be in the right place to receive it. Glory to God. You know, so you are here. In this moment, on this day, at this time, you could be anywhere. I mean, and this is not the only platform where the word of God is dished out. Of course, you could be somewhere else hearing whatever the Lord is saying on that platform to them. And that would be cool as well. However, this is what God is saying to you today. So what God has for you, the emphasis is on you. Not everybody. Emphasis is on you today. God has this special word for you. So let me put your name in this prophecy and let me declare it. I will start from the audience. Every one of you that's in the audience, I'm going to put your name in this thing here. First, I will read the prophecy again for you. Then I'm going to put your name in it. I'm going to declare it over you. And because it's the word of the Lord, it's going to come to pass. Not my word. You know, in fact, you know, the Lord told me that there is a prophetic word for today based on today's date. And he said, look for it. I said, okay. So I looked for it and it led me to right where it was. And I said, wow. And after I read it, I said, well, I said, read it again. And I read it and I'm like, now I see what the Lord is saying. So to every one of you that is here, thus saith the Lord. He says, speak to these people. Well, but not as to a group. He's speaking to an individual here. You know, he's speaking specifically to Zerubbabel. But in your case, in our case here today, the Lord wants me to speak to you. That's right. So listen to this. That I will shake the heavens and the earth for you. Hallelujah. Yeah, this is personalized to you now. And I will overthrow the things, the scourge of the tongue, the pointing of the finger, the lying divinations. That's right. The enchantments. I will overthrow them. And I will overthrow the forces of darkness. I will bring down the lofty that has sat down and said, aha, aha, against your life. You know, I'm going to overthrow them, said the Lord. And all, you know, that has risen against you, they will stumble and fall. Whether it be sickness, whether it be disease, whether it be holding back of something that you have been believing God, that's, those are called gates of brass. And they are also called bars of iron. Well, the Lord said, I'm going to cast them down. I will make straight the crooked places for you. Hallelujah. I will make plain the, you know, and smooth the rough roads for you. I will cut asunder the gates of brass. And I will break in pieces the bars of iron. Now, these are all the things he will do for you. And in that day, saith the Lord, I will take thee, you. Put your name right there. This is a prophecy for one person. I will take you, my servant, my daughter, my son. I'm going to take you. Glory to God. And I will make you a signet. Because I have chosen you. It's like a sign, a banner, something that can be seen from afar off. Glory to God. The Lord said, that's what I'm going to make of you. Glory to God. You know, so now, can you believe it? Or can you repeat it for yourself? Now, a signet can also be like a seal. It can be, you know, like something that can be used to confirm a document. You know, in other words, this declaration today, well, you can confirm it for yourself. You know, because God said, I will make you a signet. Now, you can confirm it by repeating it and believing it, that from this day onward, or from this day upward, or from this day forward, will I bless you. And that thing, hallelujah, that you have been struggling with, yeah, the Lord said, if I have to shake heavens and shake the earth, you know, some of you are even struggling with spiritual decisions. You know, you're struggling with instructions from the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit tell you, forgive, you know, and you're still struggling with that. Today, saith the Lord, if you hear his voice, harden not your heart. But this prophecy cuts across all dimensions. And then again, you know, the dimension that is most thought about when we speak about these things is in the realm of us receiving something from the Lord or entering into, you know, a different dispensation or, you know, stepping into a change. That's right. Now, all of these things are wrapped together in the prophet, in this prophetic word for you today. And because the Holy Spirit said so. We don't like to, come here and talk fables and stuff like that. But when the Holy Spirit point blank says, go do this, you know, then you will know that the Lord has sent me unto you this day. You will know it, you know, and you will look back on this day, this 24th day of this month of September in 2025. You will know it, you know. Shall you not know it? The Lord said, well, I will do a new thing and it shall spring forth. And shall you not know it, said the Lord? Well, you know, we've been talking about us, you know, waiting for what the Lord is cooking, so to speak. Cooking something. You can smell, you know, the aroma of the food. But the thing is cooking. It's not quite ready yet. But you got to wait for it. But can you smell it, though? Well, it has been cooking and cooking, and the Lord is ready to serve it. Praise the Lord. Well, are you ready to step into it, though? You know, the thing with the Lord is this. The ordinances of God. I've been trying to teach this in this room. People to understand this. Ordinances of heaven. That's how things work. That's how things function. In the kingdom, you can't just do things out of order. God doesn't support that. And God doesn't honor that. One thing that God honors all the time is order according to the unction of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit gives unction. You know, that's how things function in heaven. Things function by unction from the throne. Otherwise, nothing else happens. They're looking to the throne all the time. Now, if the Lord were to get up from the throne, well, they follow him. You know, but, you know, if he's there sitting on the throne, well, they're around there saying, you know, holy, 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 whatever. And if the Lord tells them something, now, you go down there and see to it. You know, my daughter, he mentioned your name. He just figured it out. So go down there and see to it. Now, then, because he said that, they will now leave the throne. The throne is where they are all the time. I'm saying holy, holy, holy and all these things. But now God said, nah, you go down there and see to it. I said, fine. And they are, in a moment, they are right there to see to that thing. When they finish seeing to it, they come back. I said, well, how went it? It's not that the Lord doesn't know, but he likes to make this his agents in the spiritual realm feel useful. So he sent them out, you know. They are called the eyes of the Lord that run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong on behalf of those whose hearts are perfect toward him, or behalf of those whose hearts are believing and looking unto him for some good. That's it. You know, so the eyes of the Lord, 2 Chronicles chapter 16 and verse 9. Eyes of the Lord run to and fro. God doesn't need to run to and fro. God has known everything before it even started. You know, so this scripture, you know, is, you know, kind of a symbolism. You know, it's not exactly that God is going to run around to look for anything. He already knows everything before the thing was even there. But these ones, these alerts, these patrollers, these angels that are assigned to minister on your behalf, they are his eyes, so to speak. And they go all over the place, they check it out, and they come and tell him. Not that he needs to hear their report, but, you know, he wants to make them feel useful. And they love it, you know, because they are doing his bidding. And when they go, you know, Psalm 103 verse 20 tells us, these angels, they're a special class of angels. They are equipped for certain things. They excel in strength. The strength comes from the unction from the throne. But what is their mission? Well, hearkening, they do his commandments, whatever he says. When he gives unction, they go do it. And they'll tell you, I have my orders. You can't make them do something else. I've tried it before, you know, and the angel said, no, I have my orders, you know. I said, well, I'll do something. He said, no, I have my orders, you know. And so he has his orders. And, you know, well, but that unction told them, hearken to the voice of my word. I'll just be there. Hearkening means listening for it. When you hear it, that's your cue. That's all you need. And who's going to give voice to his word? You. The word of God is already given. You give voice to it. That's all they need. And what do they do when they come back? Well, they say, you know, the angel of the Lord asked them, you know, and Zechariah also asked the angel of the Lord. He said, well, what are these? In Zechariah chapter 1, you know, verse 9. He said, well, I'm going to show you what these are. And they came, and these people came forth and said, well, what have you been doing? He said, we have been going through to and fro the whole earth. He said, these are they whom the Lord has sent to walk to and fro through the earth. Zechariah chapter 1 verses 10 and 11. And, you know, God has sent them, gave an unction. They go do it, an unction. And when they came, they said, well, what say ye? How went it? What did you find? They said, well, we have looked at it. We've walked to and fro. These are the eyes of the Lord. We've walked to and fro the whole earth. And in fact, the whole earth sitteth still and is at rest. Well, and they come and bring good news concerning you before the Lord. Say, what? Well, yeah, she did declare your word. And we went there, like you said, and we put things in motion. Praise the Lord. You know, blessed is she that believeth. You know, for there shall be a performance, Luke 1 and 45, of those things that were told her of the Lord. And blessed is he also that believeth. All you got to do, believe this word. 2 Chronicles 20:20 told you that. You believe the Lord, you are established. You got to have a strong foundation. You got to be established. You can't have that shaky foundation. It's not going to work. Then you believe his prophets. Now, I'm standing in the room. I'm not a prophet. I'm standing in the room of a prophet today. See? Because I'm declaring to you most of the time, I'm standing in that room anyway. But today, especially, I come with a message from the Lord for just you. We declare unto you, and you know, Jehoshaphat was smart. He said, well, you believe the Lord, that's what established you. But for you to prosper, you must believe the prophetic word. Because that prophetic word has power to create change. You know, there are many times in the Bible we've seen the prophetic word that brought hope in a situation. You know, a situation that is dire, going up against enemies that are three times your size, what have you. Prophetic word brings confidence. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. You're standing at the Red Sea, and many of you have your Red Sea moments. We all do. In those Red Sea moments, there is no way to go forward. There is no way to go backward. Because the enemy has got his mouth wide open, right behind you, to swallow you up. Wow. So, and you're trying to run, but there is no place to go. Because the Red Sea is in front of you. So, what are you going to do? those are your Red Sea moments. Wow. A prophetic word in that moment will change everything. Stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. For the Egyptians that you see today, that's a prophetic word. It'll change everything. Once it is spoken, it'll change everything. You know, and prophetic word. Many times throughout the scriptures, you know, people are believing God for one thing or the other. Hannah was a woman of sorrow. She sorrowed every day, went to the temple, cried, and so on. Well, one day, even her husband was telling, eat this and this. Am I not better to you than 10 sons? She said, no. I want my son, this woman, you know, so forth. Her adversary was always mocking her, the other woman. So one day, the prophetic word from the man of God in the temple changed everything. All he said to her was, peace be unto you. The Lord hear thee. And when that word came, it came with such power that she believed it. And she went about it. She saw somebody that refused to eat. Immediately, you know, cast away from herself the sorrow of heart and everything. She went about rejoicing. The prophetic word changed that situation. I can go on and on and on and tell you many things like that throughout the scriptures. A prophetic word changed everything. Mary, angel said to her one thing. She said, well, I don't know. You know, I don't even have a husband, you know, yet. A prophetic word said, it's not about that. You've been chosen for something special. And the angel prophesied Isaiah 7:14 to her, a virgin shall conceive. And this was the man that said, look, there is none that holdeth with me in these things. I know these things. He knew the scriptures too. Gabriel did. And he spoke that word and she believed it. And he said, be it unto me according to thy word. And in that moment, she was pregnant. That's it. Right there. The moment she believed God, the Bible said the word was made flesh. The moment you believe God today, that word will be made flesh. It becomes a reality. That's it. The substance, you know, comes to life. It's no longer abstract. The moment you believe God, that's why it says faith is the substance. There's substance. So you can touch it. You can feel it. You can taste it even. It's not just abstract. Faith is the substance of things we hope for. It's your evidence. You say, well, why are you rejoicing when situation looks the same? Say, I believe God. That's what Paul said. Sirs, I believe God. In the midst of the storm and everything, there were lives who are going to perish. He believed God because the prophetic word came to him by the angel of the Lord. I stood with him the night before and said, don't worry about it. There will be no lives lost. Nevertheless, they must stay in the ship. They can't jump ship, you know, stay in the ship. There will be no lives lost. And it changed everything. I mean, the word, the prophetic word always changes everything. And my declaration to you today is that this prophetic word on this day, 9/24/25, is for just you and going to change everything. Because the Lord said, from this day onward. Now, you say, but I've been blessed. Well, the Lord said, well, you have not been blessed like you will be blessed. Because even Paul, he said in 1 Corinthians 8:2, if any man thinks he knows something, he knows nothing yet, as he ought to know. Well, even God said to Jeremiah in Jeremiah 33:3, if you think you know anything, well, call unto me and I'll show you even things that you don't know yet. Well, if you think you've been blessed, you take this prophetic word today and then you'll see what real blessing means. Praise God. Well, that's it. That's our declaration for you today. And I am going to pray. You see, I've already declared the word of God. I don't need to pray today because I've already declared the word of God. You know, one time Jesus said, you know, he said, well, I don't need to pray, but for the sake of the people around me, well, that they may believe. So he said something. Look, I don't need to pray when the word of God's already gone forth. I've told people, when you come into this platform, there are at least 3 segments in this platform where you can receive the answer to your needs. Don't wait for prayer at the end. You know, in the beginning, we usually start off with praise and worship. Well, because the Bible says so. Come into his courts with thanksgiving. Enter into his gates with praise. You know, this kind of thing. So we lead off with that. You can receive your answer of peace during that time. You will hear something in that song that's going to trigger something in your heart. And that settles it. That's it right there. Done. And secondly, you can receive, especially during the pronunciation of God's word prophetically or the teaching. You know, sometimes we preach. Most of the times I teach. Today, I'm preaching. I'm not teaching today. I'm preaching. You know, I'm prophesying today. Hallelujah. That's another time to receive. You know, and then also when somebody else is testifying. You know, we may not even pray at the end of the lesson. I generally do because Jesus said, you know, for the sake of the, I know you heard me already, Father, but for their sake, I'm going to say that they may believe. You know, so, well, I already know that the Lord has already released this word. I don't need to pray. I already released it. Jesus says, say to the mountain. He didn't say you have to pray. Just say it. You say it. You know, you don't doubt it. But you believe it, and it shall come to pass. And the reason it's like that is because you already prayed up. These things don't work for people who are not prayed up. But those who already prayed up, those who know the word of God, you know, they know that God has already put this inside of them. You want to function like God, you know. This is what we're trying to tell people. You function like God. You know, don't see yourself as anything less. Anything less is not natural. You're supposed to be like God. We are his offspring. After all, you know, he created us in his own nature. So we have to be like him. And, you know, God is, you know, one that speaks and it is done. He's one that commands. And it stands fast. So we need to be like that, you know. And for you to be like that, well, you have to walk in the integrity of your heart. You can't be living a life of disobedience to the Holy Spirit, you know, and think that this is going to work. This won't work, you know. But when you are walking in the integrity of your heart according to the word of God, you know, then this nature of God is working in you. We talked the other day, according to the power that worketh in you, God's giving you understanding. And you've come to the place now that you understand, you know, that God has invested this power in you. That's why Jesus, he told them, I give you power, go out and do it. And they went out and they did it. And they came back and they told him. Praise God. Let me read this to you, and then I'm going to pray, you know, for the sake of those who are still waiting for prayer. But it's already done. You just take the word that's already declared. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, such as this. He judges among the gods. Well, God called them gods. This is Psalm 82. You know, and he says, you know, I have said ye are gods. You know, and all of you are children of the Most High. So children of the Most High are actually gods. But that's little g. Without the big G, they are nothing. You know, they are children of the, it's not the children that is the emphasis. It's the Most High that is the emphasis. It's like when you say man of God, it's not the man, it is the God. You know, that's the emphasis. So it's not the fact that, oh, we're, you know, we're his children. No, it's because of him, who he is and whose we are. And Jesus demonstrated it all the time. Said, look, I know who I am. If I say I don't know him, then I'll be a liar like the rest of you. But I know him. Hallelujah. Because I came forth and proceeded from him. That's right. Now, do you know him? Are you a chip of the old block, so to speak? It's called the Ancient of Days. We might call him the old block. You know, do you have his nature inside of you? Well, if you do, then you can do like he did. Well, that's why Jesus said in John 14 and 12, he that believeth on me, the things I do, same that they do. You know, Jesus would speak and it will be done. He will command and it will stand fast. So we have spoken, and as far as I know, it's done already. But I'll pray for you now. You know, the encouragement, sometimes we got to pray, you know, to encourage people. Praise the Lord, to believe God. So I'm going to pray for you now. We have declared the word of God over every one of you. I've called your name out, those of you who are there at the time I was doing it. And by extension, anybody else that came in after that, or will listen later on, by extension, they are covered with this prophetic declaration that today, saith the Lord, on this 24th day of this ninth month and upward will I bless you. Glory to God. Because you have put your foundation in the Lord. You don't stand on a shaky foundation. And God said, I will move heavens. I will move earth. That means the things that doctor said cannot be done. You know, and all the lying spirits that told you cannot be done, well, Lord said, I will move them out of place. So for everyone, Lord, that is here hearing your word today, even as we have declared, one time one man said, if I be a man of God, well, let such and such happen. Well, I say, Lord, if it, this is your word that we have declared, then, O Lord, my God, verify with your hand in the lives of your children today that which you have spoken by your mouth. Let your word be verified in their lives and confirm thy word unto them, Lord, that this day will be a day of remembrance. They will look back. They will calculate to this day. They will look back. They will see that from this day forward, just like the Lord said, has been blessing. For the Lord has come and he will leave a blessing. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, for the blessing, spiritual blessings, physical blessings, blessings of wellness, blessings of advancement, blessings of knowledge, blessings of discernment, blessings of spiritual giftings, blessings of the fruit of the Spirit, blessings of being above and not beneath, and blessings of being able to advance, advancement, and all these blessings come upon you, begin to come upon you even today, on this day and forward, saith the Lord, in Jesus' name. Now, Lord, I give you praise. I give you glory, because you said the husbandman must be first partaker of the fruits. I thank you, Lord, because I'm already first partaker of this. I believe this for myself. First partaker already. Praise God. And together, I and the children that you have given me, all my spiritual children, we are for signs and we are for wonders, even in this land, even in this our season, even in this our time, this our age, we are for signs and wonders. And the people will look and say, wow, see what the Lord is doing for them. I give you, Lord, the praise, and I give you, Lord, the glory. The Lord said, go through. Go through. That's right. And I've gone through today. He said, gather out the stones. You know, and set up a highway for the children of God. Isaiah chapter 62, verse 10. You know, and I have gone through today and say, come. Come build with me, said the Lord. Well, how do you build? Well, you build upon that foundation. That's what I told Zerubbabel. Because from the day that you lay that foundation today, you know, the Lord looks and say, yeah, you have a strong foundation. Others, shaky foundation, not going to work. But you have a strong foundation. Now, prepare ye the way of the people. We've done that by the word of the Lord today. Cast out up a highway. Well, we are. And tell you to walk in it. Praise God. Gather out the stones. Lift up a standard for God's people. The standard for God's people today is that from this day forward, will I bless you, saith the Lord. And shall you not know it? The Lord said, I will do a new thing. And shall you not know it? I will cause even rivers to spring forth in the desert. Well, desert places don't produce rivers. But God said, that's exactly what I'm going to do. The things that people say, you know, cannot be done. That's exactly what he's going to do. Move heaven, move earth, move whatever. I'm going to bless you. Praise the Lord. And he's going to cause it to be so for you because you have believed the word of the Lord. Praise God. And who am I, O Lord, that I should stand in the message of the Lord and declare this to your people? Well, it's not me, but we must do, said the Lord has spoken. Who can but prophesy? That's right. Yeah, so you've spoken it. We can't but do it. And we have prophesied it to your people today. Glory to God. Behold, saith the Lord, in the voice, in the words of Isaiah 43, verses 18 and 19. Remember not ye the former things, neither consider the things. So don't even worry about those things. Especially if those things were bad things. The failures, the disappointments, the setbacks. Don't even worry about that. Behold, said the Lord, I will do a new thing. And from this day upward will I bless you. And now it shall spring forth. And shall you not know it? You will know it. Praise God. You can go to the doctor and check it out. You know, it'll be so from this day forward. That's right. You will know it in Jesus' name. I will even make a way in the wilderness. Well, you know, usually people go in the wilderness, they can't find their way. They're stumbling around. But God said, no, not anymore. You know, rivers in the desert, praise the name of the Lord. Glory to God. I give waters in the wilderness, rivers in the desert to give drink to my people, my chosen. These people have I formed for myself. And they shall show forth my praise. This is what it's all about. It's not about me. You know, it's about God's praise in my life. You know, so all these things will be done that he might get the glory and the praise out of it. Thank you, Father. We give you, Lord, the praise and give you, Lord, the glory. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.